Welcome to Keeping It Candid, wedding photography unfiltered for photographers who want to keep it real. I'm your host, Sandra Henderson, international wedding and family photographer and an educator with a Marie Kondo style approach to running a business. You know, keeping things simple and getting rid of anything that doesn't bring you joy. More importantly, I'm a strong Enneagram 3 wing 2 who is obsessed with tacos, and my love for traveling plus navigating chronic illness life are just two of the many things that drive my passion for all things systems, workflows, and beating burnout as a business owner. Join me twice a month for a candid, behind-the-scenes look at what it's really like working as a wedding photographer, where I'll give you actionable steps to take your business to the next level. Absolutely no fluff here, friends, so grab your favorite notebook and pen and let's dive into this week's episode. Welcome, friends. You are listening to the very first episode of a special series here on Keeping It Candid. There are so many different types of vendors that come together on a wedding day, and we all have one main goal: helping our clients have the wedding day of their dreams. And yet, for some reason, it is so common to find vendors acting like they are the only ones who truly care about the couple, and that every other vendor on the team not only doesn't know what they're doing, but is also harboring negative, ulterior motives to make sure that the other vendors can't succeed. Why is that? Why do we think things like this? Let's pause for a minute and really think about it. Who is benefiting from one vendor preventing another from doing their job? Not the clients, that's for sure, and definitely not either vendor. Now listen, I'm not saying that shitty things like this never happen. People suck and do questionable things all the time. But as a whole, the majority of the time, it's wrong to assume that anyone has intentions that are any different than yours. To serve the couple, to make sure that they have an incredible, stress-free wedding day, to have beautiful decor and eat delicious food and dance the night away, and, of course, to have all the photos and videos they can to cherish for years to come. That's truly what we all want from a wedding day. And when every vendor can come together with that same mentality, with community-based thinking that drives collaboration and supporting one another, that's when you get that dream team vibe that will not only make your clients happy, but also just make the whole wedding day so much more enjoyable. And that's what brought me to creating the Local Vendor Series, a 5-part podcast series where I connected with different vendors local to the London, Ontario area that I've had a chance to work with over the last few years. We've talked about things like why it's so important to work together to create that dream team vibe, how we can support and serve one another, and some of the do's and don'ts that we've come across during our time in the industry. First up is my good friend Dave, who also deserves a special shout out for being one of my top podcast listeners. He's the owner of the Alpha DJ Company and is widely known and respected as one of the top wedding and event DJs in the London, Ontario area. He began DJing in 2001 and has put in the work to get to where he is now, DJing some of the biggest events in the city and growing his business to now include a team of more than 15 people. This interview was the perfect way to kick this series off. So let's dive in, shall we? Thanks so much for joining me. It's going to be really weird talking to you in like such a formal setting.
I was feeling the same way. Like, are we supposed to pretend that we aren't actual friends? Are we supposed to like just act like we're network fellow professionals?
Awesome. All right. Well, tell me a little bit about yourself, who you are, where you come from.
I would love to. Thank you for having me. My name is Dave in real life, or my business is the Alpha DJ Company. I am more commonly known as DJ Alpha in the wedding industry. I've been DJing for about, 20 years now. I have a wife who most of the time loves me very much, and two amazing boys.
Yes, we love Amanda and the boys. You get third place in that, but that's just the rules. That's how it happens.
Yeah. I love finding out secondhand, like things that my wife has sent to you guys to use as collateral against me.
It's one of the reasons, one of the many reasons why we love her so much.
she's up for anybody who like nonstop harasses me.
Yeah, it's the best. All right. So I wanted to put together this podcast where I talk to different wedding vendors in the industry to kind of broach the subject more of like putting together a dream team of wedding vendors. And, getting rid of the idea that everybody needs to compete for the same space, because our end goal at the end of the day is all to be serving the same couple and the same clients. And there's no one, as far as I know anyway, that's showing up on the wedding day that's just there for themselves and no other purpose and like wants to screw other vendors over to make their lives more difficult or anything like that. So I wanted to know, what has your experience been like working with wedding vendors in the past, or wedding photographers in the past?
Yeah, I'm happy to say that most of my experience with wedding photographers has been really good. Most photographers are quite easy to work with, quite flexible, happy to do a bit of give and take in terms of making sure that the outcome of the wedding is successful. So most of them, I would say, are definitely here for the right reasons. And it really makes a difference on my end too, because obviously, you know, worrying about making sure the couple is having the best day of their lives should be everybody's top priority. And, you know, worrying that some vendor isn't going to do the thing they're supposed to do or might prevent you from doing the thing you're supposed to do, like, that should not have any time spent on it at all.
Yeah, I totally agree. And so when it comes to like events during the reception and things like that, do you have a lot of interaction with photographers and kind of like making sure that things are running on schedule and things like that? How much do you like to kind of get input and feedback from the other vendors on the wedding day?
Yeah, I think that's a great question in terms of kind of what is expected from me, and I guess kind of maybe what I expect from other vendors, specifically photographers. I do try to keep the lines of communication as open as possible, mostly because I respect that certain things that they do are very time sensitive, whereas most of the things in my role are not time sensitive. So if you're going to do anything from, you know, those late night sparkler shots to maybe even firework shots to sunset shots, those are all things that like it really matters that they're very close to the time that they're supposed to be at. Whereas for me, you know, whether we have a first dance at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, it doesn't actually change the first dance at all. So my timeline is a whole lot more flexible than theirs. So I try to be as open and transparent as I can with them, and also find that I'm often kind of on the side, you know, one of the proponents of saying like, let's get this timeline back where it's supposed to be. As we know, most weddings kind of lean towards running a little late. So anytime I can help to move things along, even 5 minutes, I find sometimes can make a pretty big difference in the world of photography. I try to keep it, you know, as close to the timeline as can possibly happen.
Well, that's one of the like my favorite things about working with your team and with other DJs that have the same kind of idea, is that like I don't want to take the couple and disappear for sunset photos and then have the DJ like go to start the first dance and can't find anybody. Like, I think it's so important to have that open line of communication throughout the whole wedding day, regardless of what your actual job is for the next few hours.
I couldn't agree more.
So do you have any like please do or please don't scenarios from that you can think of from previous interactions with photographers, speaking of like people making the couple disappear unexpectedly and things like that?
Yes, absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up. Actually, let's start with that please don't, because you just mentioned it. So obviously from our perspective, you know, wherever and whenever you need to take the couple, like that's something that you two agreed to and probably agreed to with the venue. So it's like, you know, far be it from us in the DJ role to try to overstep there and say, oh, you shouldn't do this. I would ask as a humble request, if, for example, if there's a way that we can arrange the timeline as such so that once we start the party, that we don't then take out the couple, so we don't take out the heart of the party and go off to do, you know, 30, 40 minutes of pictures outside or with family or whatever. Again, this is in a perfect world. It wouldn't happen like that. Only in the way that, you know, once we lose our couple from the dance floor, everything becomes a lot harder from our perspective, for our job. And, you know, usually if they don't see a bride or a groom or someone who just got married out on the dance floor, they seem a lot less inclined to want to spend time out there unless the drinks have really been flowing for the past couple hours. So, yeah, in a perfect world, I'd love to make sure that didn't happen. But in terms of please do, amazingly, the bar is super, super low. Obviously, you know, please let us know what it is that we can do to help you out. Again, from a selfish perspective, we would love, absolutely love, if you maybe included us in when you send out the albums to them. If you, you know, if that's something that is permitted, depending on your agreement with the couple, we would love, because we love to see the pictures, but also, you know, we'd love to see if we made the album at all. We use those pictures for everything. We use them, obviously, for marketing and promotion. That's a huge purpose of them. But we also use them for training. For example, I just shared an album with our team last week where we had about a dozen pictures of our DJ in the background. And one of the things that we teach our DJs is, you know, make sure at all times that you're actively listening. So you're never just back there scrolling on your phone or kind of, you know, dead-faced looking at your laptop, especially during speeches. And this was the example, is that we had about 12 pictures where our DJ was in the background reacting to the speeches. So, you know, looking sad at times where it was a little bit sadder, laughing along with the guests at the wedding, all things that, you know, you're literally in the background of the people speaking. And there's 200 people who can see your reaction to the speech. So act like you want to be there and be part of this. But I can't believe how many times, like, I'll have a photographer take pictures of me or of DJs on our team, and you know they're going to be great shots because it's like you with, you know, a full dance floor or maybe like a cool angle of you, and you know they're great, and they exist somewhere in the universe, but they don't exist in my inbox, that's for sure. And I've even, same with videographers, I've even asked them after, you know, I've reached out after the wedding, and I feel like there's some unwritten rule that I just haven't learned yet, but I can tell you for every 99 photographers who say like, oh, I'll send these to you, they even take my phone number or email, one of them actually comes through and delivers on it. It's unbelievable. And I'm not sure why. I think there's a culture that exists that I do not understand.
Oh, that's so true. I hear that from a lot of different vendors too. I know for like myself, sometimes I just forget. But yeah, it's definitely in the like photography community, there are definitely mixed vibes when it comes to giving photos to other vendors. I personally think that it's a great way to network and make connections and build those dream team vendor relationships. But there's definitely people who don't feel that way. I think that goes across the board.
It's so wild. Like, why even take the picture though? If you're like, oh, this is not how I choose to network with other vendors. Like, why act like you do, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I totally agree with that. So I'm glad that you brought up the topic of getting photos. When it comes to DJs specifically, like, we can't necessarily perfectly capture what it is that you're doing. Like, we can take those, hopefully, images of the packed dance floor and things like that. But are, from the photos that you have received, are there ways that you think that have worked better than others when it comes to capturing what a DJ is fully bringing to a wedding day?
You know, I'm not sure that there is. I'm not sure there's a great answer to that, to say like, here's an album of whatever, 10 pictures. And now after you've seen this album, you know exactly what to expect from this DJ. I think like, if anything, you could maybe give some indications of what, you know, in terms of like, how does this DJ dress? What does this DJ look like? What does their equipment look like? You know, how does a dance floor react to the things they do? I think you could answer those questions. But yeah, to say like, here's 100% of what you can expect if you hire this DJ because of these 10 photos, I don't think so. And also, if I can just add, I also like, this is, I wholeheartedly respect that no photographer has ever gone to a wedding for a client and been like, here, I'm going to, after I get all these couple photos, like, part of my job is to get pictures of your job. Like, I know that it's not. And in fact, like, even if you took pictures of people dancing and everything, like, I know that those are going in the album. That's the point of those pictures. I'm just saying that since I was asked, I'd love to also be able to have those pictures and like, please watermark the hell out of them, because that actually saves me from going in and finding like, oh yeah, where did this photo come from six summers ago?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree with that. I know if I were, you know, not the one behind the camera, I would want to find a way to make the transaction of exchanging photos mutually beneficial and things like that, and not just make it seem like, you know, everybody is looking for the photographers to do more work. Like, the work is already being done. There's a way that we can share the wealth. That's for sure. That's my opinion.
And I think too that like in the world of photography is like, you guys probably don't think much of, you know, I guess I should say like the frequency of pictures that you give or take, because this is your life. All you do is talk in pictures. Whereas like, if you think, even if you're like, oh, you know, I captured a picture of the caterer just as they were getting ready to serve the meal, which is like, you just happened to get that picture. Like, that caterer probably has about 5 pictures in, like, even if they've been doing it for 30 years, they probably have about 5 pictures of them about to serve their meal, because like, who's ever taking that picture? So like, to that caterer, I feel like that's such a valuable thing that they will hang on to forever. Whereas I get it. Like in your world, you're like, oh, this might even be a throwaway photo. Like the couple probably doesn't want this photo, right? So I get it. It's a totally different perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. But like you said, like when we're going through those photos, it might not be something that the couple is like super excited about, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's a throwaway photo. There's definitely ways that you can get the most out of the work that you're already doing.
And I think even that example is like, who knows? Maybe the catering was actually the thing they loved the most about their wedding. And if they had a photo of, you know, the person who made that happen, is like, sure, they're probably not going to print it out and frame it. But like, I still think they'd value it. I still think they would show people.
Oh, 100%. Now that you say that, I'm like, wait a second. I wish that there was a photo of the guy from my wedding, because we had like...
Right? Like if you loved your food, it'd be kind of cool.
We loved our food, and a friend of mine worked with the company that owned our reception venue. And so they pulled some strings and had a special chef come in, and like he was super nice.
I feel like that's a perfect example. Yeah. And how often does like cool stuff like that happen? Like when it does, I feel like, you know, capturing it is would be a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. We were looking forward to the food from our wedding above anything else.
Amazing. I feel like a lot of people do. They put it in their top three at least.
Right? It's so true. All right. So into the last question, what impact does it have on you as a DJ on the wedding day when all the vendors that you're working with are coming together as a dream team and not fighting for the space and just working together really well throughout the day?
I mean, thankfully, most of the vendors that I work with are very easy to get along with. That being said, I never really thought about that question at all before you had asked it. And I guess I realized that, you know, I always try to show up, you know, my best self and put forward my best work. But there's definitely a notable difference in the air of vendors. If you have a table of vendors sitting together, having a genuinely great time over dinner, if you are working together out at, you know, a hot and sweaty ceremony, but you're happy to be working with the people that you're working with. But I think there's also kind of a, I don't know if it's a confidence or a self-assurance to be like, hey, you know, I'm going to work today with Sandra or a wedding planner or videographer or whoever it is that I just absolutely adore. And not only am I going to have a great time, we're going to probably have some laughs. We're going to enjoy ourselves. But I also know that like, if I slip up or if Sandra slips up, that like, this isn't going to make headline news, right? Like we've got each other's back. I'm going to make sure, you know, if Sandra is, you know, whatever the case is, like, oh, there's no outlets around. Well, she knows that I have some outlets under my table. She can charge batteries back there. And we also know that, you know, if I forgot some tape to tape down some of my wires, like, you know, a good wedding planner is going to have my back, and they're not going to be all showy. They're not going to act like they saved the wedding. And to me, there's a real value in kind of that assurance of knowing on your way there, like, do I have everything? Yes, I'm sure I have everything. But just in case I don't, there's other people here who are going to help me out. And those are just like the obvious examples. Never mind I'm trying to think of like real life things that have happened to me. Like I've had photographers who have been out just trying to, they haven't captured that shot yet that they really have been working towards. And so, you know, I'll go back and tell the venue coordinator like, oh yeah, they're on their way. They'll be here in 2 minutes, knowing full well they won't be, but just trying to buy a little bit of time because this is like somebody who would have my back too. Right. And I think there's a lot of confidence and assurance that comes from that to say like, yeah, no matter what happens today, I've got a small group of people who are going to have my back.
Yeah, that's so true. I love that answer.
I genuinely, it's a, like even thinking about driving to the wedding, like it makes a difference on your drive there or waking up that morning to be like, all right, I'm working with this all-star lineup of vendors today.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. And it's nice too, you and I have talked about this, how like couples sometimes are surprised when they know that we know each other, that we have a friendship outside of like, you know, we've met, we've worked together before, we are friends, we hang out. They are very surprised by this fact. And so I think the more that like vendors are able to make those relationships, it really has such a benefit to the couple as well.
I couldn't agree more. I think, yeah, they think maybe we exist in silos or that we don't ever want to work with each other. Like I think people seek out, you know, vendors that they think are similar to them and that they like and trust and kind of form whatever, whether it's a work friendship or a real friendship or whatever it is. But I definitely think there's a value to that. And I think too, that it offers, albeit a little bias of an opinion if somebody's asking for a recommendation or a referral, I think it also gives you opportunity to say like, listen, I know Dave as a DJ, and even being honest, being like straight up after learning about you two, I don't actually think he's the right DJ for you. If that's the case, which like, honestly, I really appreciate, right? Because like, thanks for the referral, but this couple, like our energies don't match at all, right? Or inversely to say like, listen, you're not looking for any DJs. Dave is the only DJ that is going to be at your wedding. And I'm just going to text him right now to tell him to hold the date, you know, those kinds of things. Cause I think genuinely, like it's easy for other vendors to kind of sit in a position and be like, you know, who's the perfect, whatever, officiant or caterer for this person. Is like, I know because I've met them all and I know who's perfect for you. I think there's a real value there. Assuming that you have that trust that couple, you know, truly believes that you put their best interests first.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, to wrap things up, if you could let us know, where can we find you online?
Oh, for sure. Everything is Alpha DJ Company. So Instagram, Alpha DJ Company, Facebook. You know, of course, you can look us up on Google or our website, just alphadj.ca.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much again for being here. I absolutely loved this conversation. For everybody who's listening, make sure you go and give Dave a follow. If you pop onto the show notes, you'll find some links there to make everything super easy for you. And if you're local to the London area, make sure you check out some of the events that Dave is a part of during the year. You can usually check him out at Rock the Park and other things like that. You will definitely not be disappointed. That was such a fun interview. Just like most things, podcasting is just more fun when your friends are a part of it. I mentioned at the beginning of the episode that this is just day one of a 5-part series here on Keeping It Candid. New episodes are coming your way every day this week. If you're ready to start cultivating genuine relationships with the vendors in your area to make next year's wedding season the most fun, stress-free season you've had yet, you don't want to miss an episode, so make sure you check back to listen to the rest. But before I jump off, if you're listening to this week's episode in real time, you know that it is Black Friday week. Make sure you head over to my Instagram at simplysandrayvonne because I'm going to be acting like your personal shopper all week long, sharing my favorite items, apps, and services and more that are all on sale and I use them to run my business every single day, including things like website templates, contracts, and so much more. If you caught last week's episode, I chatted with Paige from The Legal Page and she mentioned that her entire contract shop is on sale for 40% off this week. The sale officially launched today, and if you pop into the show notes for last week's episode or today's, you're going to find a code to get an extra $10 off during the sale. Hiring an attorney is expensive and something that's completely out of the realm of possibility for a lot of wedding photographers. And that's why I love the contracts in Paige's shop so much and have been using them in my own business for years. They're easy to use, easy to understand templates that will help you protect the business that you have worked so hard to create. I know there are tons of Black Friday sales happening this week, but I promise you this is one that you definitely do not want to miss. You can find all of the links that you need in the show notes, including shortcuts to my favorite Canadian law templates in the contract shop. Now I'll be back tomorrow with part 2 of the local vendor series, talking to my friend Allie, who is a wedding planner from Perfectly Designed Events. Until then. Thanks so much for listening to Keeping It Candid, Wedding Photography Unfiltered with Sandra Henderson. You can find full show notes from today's episode at simplysandrayvonne.ca/keepingitcandid. In the meantime, let's connect. You can find me on Instagram at simplysandrayvonne and on Facebook in the Wedding Photography Unfiltered community. If you're loving this podcast, I'd be so honored if you'd go ahead and hit that subscribe button and leave me a review. Until next time.